The Bird Show.
Consumer Reports, for whatever reason, just came out with this this list of the 10 most annoying things you deal with on a daily basis.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody want to take a shot at what might be on this list?
Something in traffic.
Tailgating is on there.
Well, yesterday, it depends on if you are in a place that has a toll booth, I guess. But I was on 400 yesterday. I got behind somebody who decided to chat it up with the toll lady. I mean, chat it up to where she was leaning over, and they were having a full-on, long conversation.
You sure she wasn't asking directions?
No. They had already done the toll and the thing, and regardless, I mean, they were asking for directions all the way to California, back roads.
That's annoying.
That's how long it took.
Yeah, there's a couple of places that you just can't stop and take your time. Like, at the money machine also, get your money, move up 10 feet, then put your money in your wallet or your purse or whatever so the next person can move up.
Yes.
You're annoying.
Post office machines, you know, if you're mailing a package yourself, move the package, put the pieces on there after you're done.
I think there should be also like a rule at fast food restaurants. Like if you're ordering for the entire office, you park and go in. You don't stand at the speaker or drive up to the speaker and go, I need combo number one, four of them, one with no pickles, no salt on one order of fries.
Yes. Should actually call ahead.
I seem to be behind that guy every time I'm at Subway.
Subway. Always happens.
Man, and you could, like, I have raced the dude that gets out of his car and you could see his yellow post-it note that he's got from the office.
No!
And I'm like, I got to haul ass in there and get there before he does.
Call it in advance.
There's a Jersey Mike's at my house that I'm like a regular at, and I have walked in and seen that person at the counter and turned around and walked out.
Yes, they've lost my business.
Because if you've got both employees devoted to that one order, it's going to be a while because the freaking administrative assistants are always all picky about the tomatoes and whatnot.
You can see that yellow post-it note that he has everybody's order on, like from 300 yards away.
I instantly hate you.
All right, we're obviously not going to get to all 10 of these right now. No, that's okay.
We'll make
totally
our own list.
This is annoying. Spam, email spam.
Does it work? Obviously, it does if they continue to send it out. But, I hate it.
I think that, I think that all the, this is probably insider, but all of the, similar press releases about stuff I don't care about drive me crazy every day.
Well, they're so well disguised now also. I don't know. Both the press releases and spams are so well disguised. Facebook is doing, they spam really well on Facebook. I didn't realize you were in this video. You're like, oh no.
You
click on it and they're telling me to order Viagra. waiting for repair people. So like the window, I think, of opportunity for them to, the appointment time.
Yeah.
It's like between, hey, we'll show up. Yeah, we got you covered on this one. We'll be there sometime between noon and 9 o'clock at night.
Five-hour window.
To be there the whole time.
Yeah. I should be able to tell them, I might pay you anywhere from $5 to $80, depending on how time you get there.
And they don't show up until
should be on a sliding scale. What's that?
It's like in the last hour. So you're waiting 5 hours, and then all of a sudden, it's in the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Get it. The Bird Show.